He was supposed to have stated this when he gives a food to the young orphan girl after one successful caribou hunting. He gave his share of food to this young girl. The type or the method of groups hunting for caribous was called corralling caribous, which requires a number of people, at least 8 to 10 or even more, depending on how many families are available. This requires cooperation and precision timing. Therefore, when the hunting is successful, there was a great pride and joy, thanksgiving between families. The whole catch was shared amongst the families involved. But this particular time, there was this man. There was also a young orphan girl who was with this group of hunting families. She was young, such as teenage years. Nice young looking girl. Usually this type of an orphan usually shares with other family belongings and also share the food as one of the family. Therefore, in this group hunting, she was not considered to be a separate person but to a family group. Seeing she had worked so hard during the action of the hunt, same as Mr. Wasahinigum, in fact, they were partners during the action period. Mr. Wasahinigum decided to share his share to this catch to this girl. So he gave one young caribou to her. Then he said, "In the memory of the Wiggers in the school," that's the mystery to Omaskigo at that time. That's another strange thing about this man. Now repeat these words, "In the memory of Wasa Wiggers in the school." If you repeat these words, "Wiggers in the school, Wiggers in the school," what would you sound like? So that's the story about Wasahinigum. This was the thing that happens when I interviewed this old lady. I have mentioned a few things here, which is usually what the way I do. When I hear the story, I usually seek something that may associate with something that has mystified people, or even the Europeans. There is quite a bit in this piece of story. It tells us about people's the way their names, they change the names perhaps 3 times in their lifetime. And then also we hear about the nature of people who live in the coastal region, southwest coast of Hudson and west coast of James Bay. The stories have told us that people come and go. Some people were known to live with the coastal people, who tell stories about the distant lands way to the west, which the prairie, where nothing grows but grass. And some people have talked about strange, huge bones that were washed away into the lakes or the rivers. All these were mentioned a long time ago, but they were considered to be just a fantasy amongst the people. Because as I said, also in this story, we have touched a little bit about our Muskego spiritual development. We talked about dream quest and a dream vision. 2 different things.